on at different times, but that's what God has laid on my heart today. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So today, I want us to consider that just a little while. This week, there was a couple of different things that was said upon the news that really troubled me. And I, once again, people, I believe we need to use common sense. I don't think right now is the time for us to be packed in yonder in a sanctuary right up against each other all the time. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. But I also believe that we can't forget what we are and where we've come from and what's been done for us. And we can't forget who done that. For we walk by faith and not by sight. There was one statement made that putting your faith or believing more in faith or in God rather than science is real dangerous. I want you to realize today, I know there's such thing as science. I know there's things to do with science that are correct. But I want you to know, I think it's a dangerous thing when people start believing more in science than they are in faith in God. I believe when God's people get to where they're more, they see more truth in science than they do in the Bible and they do in a living God, then we have got trouble. There was one that I believe a pastor in West Virginia this week passed away. There was one news anchor I saw that said that let this be a warning or a wake-up warning for the faithful. But I want you to realize today, I want you to know, I don't take that as a warning. But I take it as a day as a man in West Virginia that believed in the Lord. He caught the disease. It's going to rain on the just and the unjust. I believe that. I believe the sun is going to rise on the wicked and the righteous. I believe there's some good God-fearing people all down through time, and Jesus Christ, being one of them, dying on the cross, has died even though they was righteous. But I also believe how it comes to time, yes, we must use common sense, but when we get afraid to serve a living God, and we let our government tell us not to serve a living God, then we've got too afraid. We need to wake up and look around. I wasn't going to mention this, but last Sunday before I preached, I never felt so lonely. Never felt so lonely. And Easter Sunday, people all around me, and I felt so lonely. About 10 minutes before I tried to stand up and start the service, I just knelt down back there and prayed. Poured my heart out to God. And when I got done, a brother come up there and hugged me. And after the service was over, he come to me and apologized, said he wasn't thinking, he was sorry. Listen to me. I'm not saying go hug and shake everybody's hand. But I'm saying if God's in it, He'll take care of it. Listen to me. It would have done more damage that day if that hug had to come. I don't know if I could have stood. I felt so lonely. But it was like God come and wrapped His arms around me and said He loved me. Hey, I'm here for you. Be faithful. You walk by faith and not by sight. Y'all pray for us. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for or surety for, the evidence of things not seen. For while the elders obtained a good report, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And we're going to read a little more in a minute, but we're going to stop there for a second. What that's saying to us is, faith is not seeing. I want you to realize, I heard a man say this yesterday, that we can't see this coronavirus, and we can't. They show pictures of it. There's a little cell. They show it that way, but I can't see if Barry's got it. I've got it. If it's right here in front of me floating in air, I cannot see it, but I know it's there because I'm seeing the results of it. I'm seeing people get sick. I'm seeing people die from it. I cannot see a God, but He is there. It's the things that we have assured in. I want you to realize, people today, I can't feel the air that's blowing across me, but I can feel the air, but I can't see it. It's the same thing. We have got to keep believing in God. We cannot lose our faith in God. He said, it tells us that things were made of things that didn't appear. They were spoken of the Word of God. Everything you see today was made of God. If it was not made of Him, then it's not been made. I want you to realize how today, how the clouds, how they're of God. Those trees are of God. You are of God. Everyone that's made, honey, He made you. He goes on and talks about the faithful. He goes on and talks about Abraham and Noah, how Noah had never seen it rain, but he believed God. He believed the word that God spoke to him that it was going to rain and flood the earth. And Noah worked for 120 years building an ark. He talked of Abraham. I told Abraham to leave the city. I want you to know it took faith. It took faith to do these things. Noah to build an ark for 120 years. To work and labor, never seeing it rain. It took faith in something he'd never seen before. But he believed God. Abraham, I've never yet been led by God. I know, brother, and have. I remember when I was a boy, Marty Curtis, me and him was real good friends. I mean, close, tight. And his daddy is named Don Curtis. And I remember as a boy, his daddy being led to go to Ohio from God, the pastor of church. I remember them packing up and leaving out. I remember my neighbor, Stanley King, lived right beside me. I want you to know a God-fearing man took off and followed God and went to West Virginia, left everything behind. His house rotted and fell down. Faith in God. Abraham left everything behind him. His family. Lot and his wife followed along and they got trouble for that. But listen to me. He believed God. He had faith in God. It talks about how he gave Sarah and Abraham a child through faith whose name was Isaac. It talks about how Isaac took and offered up his son. Listen to me. Or Abraham took and offered up Isaac. Listen to me. It took faith to do that. God promised him a son. He gave him and Sarah a son. And then God asked for that son back. He wanted to see if Abraham would be faithful. I want you to know right now we're living in a time that we're being tested. We're being tried by fire, Peter said. And a lot of us is going to come up lacking, including you, Pastor. I've been scared to death. still scared to death. And I ain't saying we shouldn't have common sense. But finally it comes to a point, people, we've got to have more faith in God than we do science. If we don't, what are we leaving our children? What are we leaving our grandbabies? What did Jesus tell Thomas? He said, Thomas said, I'll not believe. And still I put my finger in his side and his nail-scarred hand. Jesus said, take your finger and place it in my side. Do it believing. Having faith. He has opened our eyes. He has letting us feel him now. And he said, feel me in faith. Do it believing. Fear him not, is able to destroy the body. But fear him that's able to destroy both body and soul and burn it in hell. Cast it in hell. Let me tell you something. We better fear God. I know if we've been saved, we're not going to burn. I realize that. But we're being tried right now by fire. I believe that in all my heart. And I believe right now how we're being tested. And we're going to find out what we're made of. I don't have Facebook. Glad I don't, because a lot of y'all wouldn't be my friends. I see a lot of God's people saying they're going to do a rant. I'm going to rant a while. You want to do something that might do some good? Say, I want to say praises a while. Instead of getting on Facebook and fussing and talking about your neighbors and the ones that love you, get on there and say, I want to give a praise a while. I want to say God of heaven is still in control of all this. I want to say that I love the Lord. I want to say that he's the answer to all this. Faith in God. Not in Donald Trump. Not in a stimulus check. Boy, if we was more worried about serving God and we are getting those stimulus checks, people, we would be on fire. We all talk about how weak Thomas was. We talk about how weak Peter was when he stepped on the water. And then he took his eye off Jesus and sung. Right now is not the time to take your eye off Jesus. Right now is not the time to take your eye off the Lord. I believe in common sense. But when we get to where we put what we think is more right than what God says is right, we're going to get in trouble. I believe it's Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. We tell lost people that all the time. I'm telling us that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not upon your own understanding. How we're trusting in everything else but God. I'm thankful for the ones that are here. I'm thankful for the ones that come. But there's still people afraid to even come and set their card. And I understand why you're afraid. I'm not rebuking you. But listen to me. Have faith. Just a little faith. We talked about, I heard somebody say it, and I believe it. We talk about that this virus is so tiny. You have to have a microscope to be able to see it. We know it's there. We know it's real. If we had faith as a tiny mustard seed, we could move mountains. What we want by faith, not by sight. We see through a glass darkened now. We don't see like we need to be able to see. Honey, someday we'll see clearly. Where faith will end at the sight. There was a young man. We've talked about this a lot, and I've heard Brother Barry talk about it a lot. Listen to me. Jesus showed Thomas. He showed him. He let him feel him. Have you felt the Lord lately? Have you humbled yourself and been able to feel him lately? I believe a lot of us have. I believe a lot of us is went to praying for our neighbors. Went to praying for what's going on. Praying that we can have fellowship again. I believe a lot of us want to be able to see God working in His people. I want you to know he that's within you is greater than he that's in the world. God has got this if we'll have faith in Him. If we're not careful, we'll say, well, it may not ever get no better. And I've said that time and time again. It may not ever get no better. Listen. Listen to me. That's not faith in God. We've got to believe that God is going to hear our prayers. He's going to heal our land. And not only are we going back in that building, but we're going to overflow it. The world we're outside again. Because it will not hold the blessings that God's going to pour out for us. That's faith. That's different than being afraid. That's different than being scared. That's different. I hear people say we need to be worried. Honey, worrying is not having faith. Faith is taking it to the feet of God and leaving it there and knowing He's going to take care of it. There was a king was sending for Elisha to bring him back. Overnight, the soldiers and the chariots gathered around the city where Elisha and his servant was. The servant woke up early in the morning. He went out and he seen all this army. And they were surrounded. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and go forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, alas, my master, how shall we do? Or what are we going to do? How's this going to work out for us? And he answered, said, fear not. Listen to me today. God is trying to show us something. If we'll have faith, He will show us. He said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. In other words, you can't outnumber God. You can't beat Him. I want you to realize there ain't nothing on this earth can stop Him. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mount was full of horses and chariots of fire. Angels, listen to me, round about Elisha. Listen to me. God surrounded them. Fear not, he told him. How is his eyes going to be open? Through faith. Fear not. Let your eyes be open through faith. Elijah, he asked a question one time. He said, who are you going to serve, Baal or God? He went up against the prophets of Baal. He was way outnumbered, but he had God with him. He told them to build an altar and pray unto their gods. And the one that come down, they said, let him be Lord thy God. And the prophets of Baal went and built up their altar. And they screamed and called on their God. And they cut their wrists and they begged and they pleaded. Elijah mocked them. Wanted to know where their God was. Was he in a journey? Was he asleep? And then when they finally give up, Elijah went and built an altar. We need to build an altar. And honey, he prayed. And the fire come down from heaven. And it surfed up the water, the altar, the dust of the very ground. That same man of God, days later, found himself under a juniper tree, feeling so alone. They'd send out men to kill him. Angel of the Lord came to him again, just like he did with Elisha. The angels gathered around, gave him water and made him bread. He went up into the mountain and prayed. The wind come by just like you hear in my mind, but he wasn't in the wind. God wasn't in the wind. The fire come by and he wasn't in the fire. The storm come by and he wasn't in the storm. But he come in a still, small voice. Then Elijah said, I'm alone. I by myself. Don't you feel alone, stuck in your little house now? You can't go out shopping. You can't do anything. You can't be around your family. Have you felt any more alone? He said, I'm alone. But the prophets of Baal are many. And God said, I've observed 7,000 men. You're not alone. Have faith in me. We're not alone. Look around you today. Lean not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding, because we walk. For we walk. We. Not your pastor. Not Briar. Not your deacons. For we walk by faith. Amen. Not by sight. Once again, I ain't saying every one of you shut, jump out and start hugging each other and shaking each other's hand. That ain't what this is about. It's about realizing God still got it. We still going to have to use common sense. But tearing somebody down is not going to fix nothing. So the next time you decide, and I don't know who all's done it. I've seen several do it. Next time you decide you want to post a rant and fuss at all your neighbors and all the people that love you, let them know you love them instead of fussing at them. You know what Abraham, Isaac, Sarah, Noah, every one of them had that let them do what they done in faith? Amen. They had leadership of God. The one that come and hugged me the other day didn't come and hug me because he felt sorry for me. He didn't come and hug me because he loved me, and I know he does. He come and hugged me because God said, go give him a hug. And I want you to know today that we still got to believe and have faith in God. Every one of those that were faithful that was mentioned in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, God had led them. Elijah, God had led him. Elisha, God had led him. And without faith, the young man's eyes would have never been opened. Without faith, Thomas would have stuck his finger in there and he would still just been a man. But what did he say when he stuck his finger in there? He said, my Lord, my God. Feel, he said, feel, believe it. Have faith in God. He's going to bring us through this. Not some vaccine, not some scientist, not some stimulus check, not Donald Trump. Not Congress. If we come out of this, we'll come out of it with faith in God. And if we don't have faith in God, we may not come out of it. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, he's our president. We're to respect his office. I heard something last night that just blessed my heart. I don't have Facebook. I look at Sheila's. I'm guilty of that as much as anybody else. And I'll tell you what, the reason I don't have Facebook, because I'd be one of the ones making a rant. So if you can't stop making rants, do away with your Facebook. If you're like me, I'm being honest with you. I know how I am. I'm the one that just has to say what I think. It's hard. And some people can look at you and let you know what they think. I can't do that. My mouth just follows my thoughts. But I saw something that blessed my heart. I believe it was over in Scotland in the early 1900s. And I'm fixing to hush. Y'all want me to be a little longer sometimes. I'm being a little longer today. In the early 1900s, there was two old women. One of them was 83-year-old. One of them was 84-year-old. One of them was blind. The other one had trouble with her back, and she was all humped over like you'll see a lot of old people do. But these two old women wasn't able to go to church anymore. They was not able to get out and go and walk and go to church any longer. And they began to pray and to ask God to send a revival to that land. They had asked the Lord. They even sent for the pastor of the local church, brought him there, and asked him if he was worried he needed to be with God, because they didn't know why revival wasn't coming. So they kept praying, and people started coming and meet with these two old women at their home. They were sisters. And they would meet with them and pray with them. And God sent a revival. The fire come down from heaven. The pastor and the preacher of that little local church got on fire for God. The church got on fire. God sent a revival. There was a young man named Donald that got saved in that revival. And that young man started going with him to the different places he'd preach. He'd lead prayer. I believe it was in 1934 that a niece of those two old women come to America. And she married a man named Fred. And they had a son. They called his name Fred. They had another child. It was a daughter. They named her Mary Ann after the woman that came. They had another, and they named her Elizabeth. And then they had a four son. And that woman had seen so much out of Donald during that revival. She named her four son Donald. She gave him that name. She was so impressed with that young man. Were her aides and sent her a Bible. That they give her a Bible that was used by that preacher in that revival. That boy named Donald, that Mary Ann and Fred named Donald, is Donald Trump. And that Bible today is in the Oval Office of the White House. I want you to know, today we have a chance to have revival. If we open our eyes and see what God is trying to show us. We can come out faithful, and we can be a light that shines upon a hill that's not been seen in this country in years. Or we can come out as a weak little body that barely even makes a flicker. It's up to us. We walk by faith and not by sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. That's my message. You do with it what you will. Once again, I ain't saying everybody get out and start hugging one another and shaking each other's hand. That ain't what this is about. This is about between you and God. Are you going to open your eyes? Are you going to be Elisha? Are you going to say, God, open our servants' eyes? Is God going to pour out blessings from heaven? Or are we going to just keep our eyes shut? Are we not going to reach out to feel Him, believe Him? That's all I do, brother.